This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out on old Dan. Come on, Dan. Let's go. Got to get a getting. We're bringing you this study now, have been for a couple of weeks, on the 11th chapter of Hebrews. And I'm just really getting started. And I hope you're enjoying these studies. I wish you'd write me and let me know if you appreciate them. And, if you don't, let me know anyhow. I have folks, I have critics out there that write me or call me and tell me they don't appreciate what I'm saying or what I do, and that's all right with me. I don't fall out with them about it. I told one fellow, I said, well, if you're saved and I'm saved, we get to heaven, we'll kiss and make up. So the Old Trailblazer has no animosity towards anybody, and we're not taking anything personal. It's all just according to God's words, what we're bringing you. And we're looking at that portion there about Noah, where it said Noah moved with fear. What did he do? He prepared an ark. The ark is a type of Christ, and he moved with fear. Listen, what did he do? Every sinner, whoever gets saved, they seek a Savior. You seek a Savior, there's danger, judgment, damnation. That's what Noah faced if he had not built the ark. And you're facing a sin-avenging God this morning, my friend, if you don't know the Lord. This led to his obedience to make the ark according to God's orders and according to God's pattern. Now, I tell folks many, many times, far better to obey than to sacrifice. The Lord expects you to obey his will, my friend, no matter what you do. Here's the one thing the fear of God will do. It will lead you to obedience, to obey his word, to obey his voice through his word, and to obey the Christ. Why? Why? Because he's under judgment. I'm under judgment. Everything is under judgment. The wrath of God may fall at any time. And I tell you, as God continues to move your heart like that, you get in such an awful state of fear until you're afraid to get in the automobile. You're just afraid to do this, afraid to do that, afraid you're going to be killed, be plunged into hell. That's what it means, the fear of God. You're fearing God. That's a very normal thing when you become awakened sinner to see yourself in a guilty distance from a holy God. And my friend, I'll tell you one thing, it's good to fear the Lord. It is. It's a good thing to be afraid of the Lord, afraid of what the Lord can do. We now have a generation on this earth that's disregarded God, relegated God to the back, to the junk heap, and says, I'll do what I have in my mind, and I'll do my own way, and you do your own way. And that's what we have today. You look around and see. That's what Noah did. So we see why he built the ark. Why did he build it? To save his house, to save himself. The flood's coming, the Lord told him. A flood? What are you talking about, Noah? They told him, that bunch of yahoos that stood around. You mean there's going to be water upon this earth? For you know, maybe you don't know, it had never rained, and God had created everything. It never had been any clouds, never had been any rain. For 1,600 years, God watered the earth by the dew that came up at night, kept the earth watered. Now, that's a miracle, isn't it? The Lord took care of those folks without any rain. And that's the way God does. That's the way he does. But there was no clouds, no thunderstorms, no rain. The rivers run quietly. The spring bubbling up. The dew rose up from the ground and watered it every time it needed it. The vegetation grew everywhere. So fragrant, so plentiful, was provided everywhere. Everywhere they turned, and there was seemingly no deserts. And there were not. And they were not from the North Pole to the South Pole. With even temperature. Would you think about that a moment? Even temperature. Just the Lord had ordained it. That's what happened. Now, animals lived all over the globe from the North Pole to the South Pole. There was no frigid weather, no ice moving. Talk about your ice age. They don't know anything about it. No such a thing as an ice age. 1,600 years, this old earth enjoyed an even temperature from pole to pole because this earth sat steady. Now she's tilted 20 degrees, 23 degrees, and that throws her out of her range there as a result of the flood. Listen, you know what you're talking about? I've been asked. I certainly do. Go study and see that the animals who only lived in the tropics now are found buried in the frozen north, and the animals that only lived in the frozen north are found buried here in the tropics. Everything proves that this earth was even temperature from pole to pole, and it was humanly impossible for it to rain. Now, Noah got to preaching. Judgment's coming. judgment's coming, he said. And he went into the forest and began to throw the timbers down, the trees, pull them down in building that ark. Can you just see that? Can you just see him and those three boys out there felling those trees and limbing them up? And we don't know how it happened, though. There wasn't no sawmills back in those days. But listen, God ordered him, moved him with fear to build that ark to the saving of his house. And he believed God. Now, I know there's lots of folks out there who foo-foo the first few chapters of Genesis. They say it's a myth. Well, no, my friend, it's not a myth. No, it's not a myth. No, I'd rather be err on the side of God than just to err on my own side. And I believe the Lord knew what was going to happen. I believe he knew what did happen. And Noah believed God. One of the outstanding characteristics of Noah's life was that he believed God. And listen, I want to tell you, my friend, you don't believe God's word or you wouldn't be sitting there lost like you are. If you believe God's word, if you believe that destruction was coming one of these days and that you were going to be plunged into hell, you'd get up and come on to Christ. You don't believe it. You just don't believe it. I have folks sit here under my ministry that do not believe God's word. No, they say they do. They make out like they do, but they don't. If they believed it, they turn to the Lord because, oh, my friend, listen. I tell you, you don't believe it, and if you don't believe it, well, you know, listen, I'm above all that superstition they tell me. And I tell you what, there's no superstition to it. You just have to go to hell for your trouble. I get letters from folks, telephone calls, emails. Well, you know, all that stuff is relegated to the background now, Pastor. We're living in an enlightened age. That's what they say. Old Trailblazer, you're way behind the times. We're living in an enlightened age now. And all of this hoorah that's going on now. I know what's happening. I know all those things. But listen, they tell me, say, you just are living in the dark ages, in the realm of Satan's kingdom and death and darkness, as you've always lived. There's no difference. No, my friend. Listen, Noah's got up and started building an ark. They counted him as an old fool. Biggest fool in the world, they told him. Out there in the dry ground building an ark. Can you imagine that? Would you just let your mind wander just a little bit? In the dry ground. Out there in the sand. Scraped off a place. You know how the Bible said to build an ark this long and this high and this wide. And there he was, laying it out there. Just like you'd lay out a foundation for a home. And they said, oh, look at that old fool. Look at that old fool out there, there on the dry ground building an ark. And I don't know how long it took him. I've often imagined that it took him 120 years building that ark to the saving of his house. But underneath it all, primarily underneath it all, the whole study, he believed God. Noah believed God, my friend. The scripture says Abraham believed God. And it was counted unto him for righteousness. Did you know you can say the same thing about yourself if you know the Lord? You was accounted righteous. You was accounted righteous because you believed God. Now, we see that Noah, if he had not prepared this ark in obedience to the Lord, he would have perished with the rest of the world. Now, my friend, that's just exactly the situation for you and others who will not trust the Lord. He would have gone down with the rest of them. If you don't believe God's word, that judgment is coming. That judgment of God rests upon you, and you'll go down with the rest of them. God is no respecter of person, my friend. I tell you that without fear of contradiction. God is no respecter of person. But Noah believed God, and he moved with fear. Oh, my friend, he moved with fear, knowing that he would perish. He obeyed the Lord. Now, I want you to notice that this was God's way of preserving Noah and his family. Back of all of Noah's obedience was the power of God. He believed God was able to do what he had said. He believed. He just believed. He just believed. And when an individual is awakened to the fact that he's lost under the judgment of God, and maybe you're tied down there, and you can't get out, can you then, you got to believe God. I tell my folks, you're going to believe the Lord or you never get saved. You got to believe it. You got to believe that the Lord will save you. You got to believe that he'll rescue you from a life of sin, But simply put, you have to believe the Lord. Oh, my friend, if you'll read or go back and read Genesis chapter 6 and 7, prayerfully and carefully, you'll find that the ark had neither mast nor sail, nor rudder, nor steering wheel. Now, you go back and read it before our next study. I wish you'd read the description of that ark. It didn't have a mast. It didn't have a sail. It didn't have a rudder. It didn't have a steering wheel. It was only the power of God that kept that thing from being broken to pieces upon the mountainsides, or from sinking when the storm raged. And for 40 days and 40 nights, we'll get into that in our next study. 40 days and 40 nights, the storm raged. Can you imagine? I've been in some serious storms out on the ocean, on the ship in the Navy. I've been in some bad storms. But for 40 days and 40 nights, I think we have the wrong concept of the flood many, many times, if you'll just study it closely. Now, it is said that the fountains of the deep were broken up. The windows of the heavens were open. It was 40 days of raging storms, one tornado, one hurricane after the other, with the mighty winds rushing to and fro. The whole heavens were let loose. The ocean above came down. The ocean beneath was broken up. And they both met for 40 days and 40 nights. And the wind howled and raged. You know what I like to think about in listening and studying Noah's Ark, talking about the wind and the howling storm and raging? Did you know Noah and his family were just as snug as a bug in a rug? They had no fear. The Lord had given them grace to trust the Lord. Just so it is with a sinner. When the Lord saves you, the storms are going to come, folks. The storms of tribulation are going to come, but you're safe from the storm. All of you've laid everything at the feet of Christ. Everything is secure now, and he's your redeemer. He's your covert in a time of storm. He's your substitute. He took your place. No more sin rested against you in heaven or in earth. No, those things have been washed away. And just like old Noah, he was comfortable there, and I don't think he suffered a bit. The ark may have tossed to and fro a little bit, but I don't believe he was thrown around himself. No, I believe he was comfortable there, laying there in his bed and waiting on the Lord. You know what, sinner? You're going to have to wait on the Lord, too. Oh, I don't mean to just lay down and do nothing, but you just have to wait for the Lord to lead and guide and direct you. And I have people call me all the time. What do? I wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. They say, well, that's all you tell me, Pastor, wait on the Lord. Well, that's all I know to tell you. But I will tell you this, Old Trailblazer is happy to be with you. And we'll get back into this study tomorrow, next day, whatever day it is, and bring you God's message time in and time out on the 11th chapter of Hebrews. So remember, my mailing address is, I'd like to hear from you. It's the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana 70785. And then our website, I wish you'd go there and look up our website, radiomission.org. We have our mission statement there. We have a schedule of all our broadcasts there. And we put a letter there pretty regular, giving you details about the radio mission. And if you would, your phone number's there. Call me and let me hear from you. And I'll give you the phone number at the office. It's 225-664-8658. Goodbye, and God bless you.